And welcome to Intentional Living today. Boy, we have a real treat in store for you guys live from our center today. A colleague, a co-worker here at our ministry, one that is heard nationally on Family Life Radio, online and on the radio network, Stacy Stone is joining me, and she has written a book that shares her own story called The Rescued Breed. And as she says in the introduction, she wants to share with you what she has learned over the years about surviving loss, change, anxiety, and life in general with Christ. Kind of covers the waterfront of getting through life, doesn't it? A great hope-filled half hour ahead. Come and join us.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. We're at the phones ready for you at 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living today. And I want to jump right into it because we got a great half hour ahead for you. If you would like to join us, you have a question for Stacy, or maybe share in your own words how your life has been transformed, how God has shown up and transformed your life, you're welcome to call 888-888-1717. Stacy Stone, for those who don't know, is she and her husband, Johnny. Johnny and Stacy Stone, in the afternoon across the Family Life Radio Network, heard on the radio network and online, but introduced to some new friends today as well, I'm sure, who are tuning in. So, Stacy, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
And we appreciate your work, you and Johnny, every afternoon on the network. But beyond what you do on the radio, you're finishing up a counseling degree. You've got a passion to speak and to write and to communicate and to help people. And one of the things I know in reading your book, The Rescued Breed, is the level of vulnerability that you placed, you know. And I say that radio, one of the things I believe about radio is it's a conduit for hope, but it's the vulnerability of the messenger using that conduit intentionally. It makes a difference. And you've been very vulnerable. You said here that, hey, this book that you've written is really to share for those who need some hope in their lives.
It is. And that's what Johnny and I do every afternoon. You know, we share our real lives with other people and have them share their lives with us. And so this book was natural for me because God has shown up so many times and rescued me, sometimes from really dumb decisions in my life, which, you know, is my humanness. But at the same time, Jesus showed up and transformed our pack. And that's Johnny and I believe firmly in that, that he is the one. He is the ultimate rescuer. He is the one that steps up anytime that we need him and fixes a situation. And step by step, I've been able to look back and see where he has shown up. Mm-hmm. And it says right here in the book, if you look at this book as a list of the blessings in my life, you are right on the money. When I decided to lay down my life and follow him, my life changed. You have to speak directly to God, tell him that you have sinned, that you are sorry, and that you want Jesus to be your personal savior. Then listen, because God has a plan for you. That's the entire message of this book, all wrapped up into a little bitty paragraph. But then we kind of unpack and talk about things that have happened in our life. You know, I took 11 months off and took care of my grandmother, and that changed my entire perspective on the world. And people are always like, oh, you know, you're on the radio, you know, this glamorous life and everything. But no, I literally took 11 months off and did her laundry, made her bed, checked her medications. You know, if she was ill, I made sure I was sitting right there. Anything that a caregiver does, I was there for her and did this. And God told me, he was very specific. You know, you go do this and I'll take care of this. And I was like, I don't understand what you're saying. I've been working on this career for 16 years. You know, I'm finally getting where I think I need to be. And now you want me to step away from that and become a caregiver with no money. You know, there's no pay. There's no prestige, nothing like that. But at the same time, he was very clear. Stacy, you take care of the small things and I'll take care of the big things. Mm-hmm. And he did just that. Mm-hmm. Literally, 6 days after my grandmother passed away, I received a job offer.
Wow.
And so he was like, you know, I went to the funeral and I was like, God, you know, I feel like I've taken care of the small things, but, you know, if there's something else, show me. But he was like, no, he's like, go do this and take care of your family again, you know, by working.
One of the things that's very unique about what you've written here, Stacy, is you've used your experiences with your dog or dogs to really illustrate some of these. And that's why the title, The Rescued breed,
mm-hmm.
and how you've got a rescue dog.
Right.
And it's an example, as you say, of how we've been rescued. But I think the key to this for me, as I read through your book and knowing you and hearing your story, is that, like you say, you're on the radio and people know who you are and all of that, and you even refer that in the book, but having to come home and there's still life.
That's right.
And you've had loss in mm-hmm. your life. You've been through it.
Absolutely.
And maybe you could set the stage a little bit, how God has rescued you or shown up in some of those low points in your life when you needed hope.
Right, exactly. You know, people say, oh, it's a dog book. And I'm like, no, it's really not a dog book. You know, and then, okay, so it's a book about your grandmother's death. No, it's a Jesus book. But one of the reasons we wrote The Rescued Breed the way that we did is because in some areas of the country, there are more pet owners than there are Christ followers. And so, and I know that's a pretty sad statement, but we actually live in one of those areas. Mm-hmm. And so it was a way for us to be able to give people the book. They could enjoy the dog stories and learn about Jesus at the same time. But then back to my loss, I mean, Johnny and I, 3 years ago or so, both lost our jobs on the same day. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't know what the future held. We were, you know, counting pennies, trying to get by, just waiting until God opened up the next opportunity, which happened to be Family Life Radio, which we're incredibly grateful for. But we were, you know, scraping by, and then Hurricane Sandy hit. And so we lost all of the food in our house because the electricity was off for 6 days. And I didn't realize how vulnerable you can be in that moment where you think, I don't even know where our next meal is coming from. But God was like, you know, I got this. And a local church stepped up and fed us, you know. And mm-hmm. so it was really... You know, that's just one of the tiny ways that he has shown up. Another way is the story the Sunday after Thanksgiving, whenever we found out that we weren't going to have children. It was 2008. And my cell phone rang, and it was a blocked number. And so I knew it wasn't good because I had been having tests done for like 6 months waiting to find out, you know, if we were going to be able to have children. And so my doctor called that particular, and he was like, you know, hey, we got the test results back, and I'm sorry, but you are never going to be able to have children. Mm-hmm. And Johnny and I were just married for a very short time. And so, of course, we started grieving. You know, we're grieving this child that we'll never have and, you know, never have cradles, you know, never have strollers, never have diaper bags, rolled on and on and on. And then I started to rant about Mother's Day at our church. Mm-hmm. And looking back on it, you know, it's a little bit humorous. But at the same time, it was a major, major loss for us. And so I was like, I am never going to church on Mother's Day ever again because they honor mothers. They give out those carnations, you know, and I'm not going to go back to church on Mother's Day. And so Johnny was like, okay, you know, if that's what we need to do, that's what we'll do. And so like a couple of months before Mother's Day the next year, I got an email from our pastor. You know, and he was like, I have this topic I'm preaching on. You know, can you give me some points to cover on this particular topic about women? And I was like, sure, great. So I sent him an email back. And sure enough, a couple of days later, the email came and he said, would you speak with me on this topic? And I was like, great. What day is it? And he said, it's Mother's Day. So not only was I going to church on Mother's Day, but I was going for 4 services. Wow. And speaking at each one of them. And so I was like, okay, God, if this is your plan, I'll follow it. But I'm, you know, I'm going to try and keep a good perspective on it. You know, and so I show up early, go over my lines and everything for the preaching and sharing. And so I'm standing there going over my notes. And all of a sudden, the parents come around the corner for the baby dedication. And they're carrying their infants. And so I stand up and I'm standing in the middle of all of these parents with their babies. And I'm like, I'm looking up and I'm going, God, is this really your plan? Because this hurts. You know, this is ridiculous. Yeah. And literally, I felt right over my shoulder. He said, Stacy, you will never reach as many children for me if you have children of your own. Mm. And I just, you know, I shook my head and he knew I didn't fully grasp what he was saying. And so he said it again. He said, Stacy, you will never reach as many children for me if you have children of your own. Hmm. He had a plan in all of that pain. And that's what this book is about.
You know, Stacy, we've got people listening who tune in. They may not have a relationship with Christ. And they hear you talk about, you know, God speaking to you. And they're thinking, how does that happen? And we've got Christians who are listening mm-hmm. who say, you know, I live my life and day to day, but God doesn't speak to me that way. How is it? How do you develop that? How does a person get connected? We talk about hope, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about a world in which we're living today with a lot of loss. How do you get to a place where we are that you can really hear God speaking to you, and how does he do that?
Well, Pastor Bill Hybels in his book, I actually outline in here, and that's one of the first steps that I took to listening, you know, because it's specific. You know, are you listening? A lot of times when we pray, we simply ask, ask, ask. Now, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you're not listening, you know, in that way, then I would love to break it down for you. And you are welcome, you know, to call, and we'll be happy to talk to you about salvation in that relationship. But, you know, God speaks to us in lots of different ways, but we have to be listening. And he chooses the way that he speaks. Sometimes it's that tiny little voice that you hear, and you just like I was speaking about just now. And afterwards, you recognize that he was speaking. But he also speaks through music. I mean, Dr. Andy, we hear every day people call and say, that was the song I needed to hear in that particular moment. Thank you. And we're like, no, that's not us. That's God. That we just play the music, you know, however it's scheduled. But God played that music for you. He also speaks through the Bible. And I stay in the Word of God as much as I possibly can, because that's the easiest way to know that God is speaking to you. But if you ever feel really alone and you're like, God, please, please speak to me, listen to your own heartbeat. I mean, just listen to your own heartbeat for just a moment. God did not have to create us where we could hear our own heartbeat, but he did. And he put that heartbeat in your chest. He gave you this life. And so if you ever feel so incredibly alone, you can't stand it, and you're calling out to God, take a deep breath and listen to your own heartbeat.
That's very good. Stacy Stone is my guest today. Stacy is a colleague. She's part of our ministry here at Family Life Communications, heard on the Family Life Radio Network. She and her husband, Johnny, do the afternoon show for the network and around the country every day. And she's also an author, speaker, and finishing up a degree in counseling. What do you do on your downtime?
Well, I play with my little dogs.
There you go. And she's written the book called The Rescued Breed. By the way, you can find out information about Stacy, see a picture of their dog, and find out more about the book, The Rescued Breed. Come on over to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and you can stop by there on the broadcast highlights. You know, in one of the chapters, I want to come back after a break here in a moment, Stacy, you talk about fades, the great fades, and you use the illustration of going to the airport, seeing the plane taking off, and it fades. Or you're in the airplane and the town below fades, but how each of us can have dreams and have hopes, have expectations, have desires, and especially at a season like this, we're going into Christmas time, and all of a sudden you see those hopes and dreams fading. Maybe you can share a few of the things that faded in your life and how you dealt with those, because that's really being rescued, isn't it?
It is. I can
all
do
right.
that.
We'll be back with more with Stacy Stone. You can join us, 888-888-1717 with a question or comment. How has God rescued you?
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. You've heard me talk about the prayer community a bunch of times, but maybe it's not about having people pray for you. Maybe you need help on what to say or how to say it. If that's the case, we've got a great free resource for you called 28 Days to More Intentional Prayer. Download your free copy today. Go to theintentionallife.com and click on Resources, then Free Resources. That's at theintentionallife.com. Coming up, Dr. Andy discusses more with Stacy Stone, her book, The Rescued Breed. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Experience the power of an intentional living marriage conference without ever leaving the comfort of home.
We're not the Holy Spirit in our spouse's life. We're to pray for each other and support each other, but not be a spiritual nag. The expectation is God will do the work. The Holy Spirit will do the work, not me.
With Love Your Marriage, Lessons on Intentional Marriage, you'll have 7 powerful yet practical sessions with Dr. Randy Carlson on DVD. And right now, when you become a monthly supporter of Intentional Living, you'll receive Dr. Randy's teaching videos as a thank you gift. Even if you can't join us as a monthly member, the video series is still yours for a single gift of $100 or more. Become a member of the Intentional Living Center today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right, that's true. And thank you, Kurt. Welcome back here to Intentional Living Center. You know, if you've listened to my program for a while, you know we don't do a lot of book interviews. But this is a book that I endorsed and one that I would encourage you to read because I think it's a book, as I've read it, that tells the story. It's Stacy's story. It's a great dog story as well, if you love dogs. And that's a powerful part of it, as you use that to really illustrate the principles you're teaching. And I know it's a book that will be very encouraging if you wrestle with fear, anxiety, just needing hope in your life. It's called The Rescued Breed, and you can find out how to order that by coming to our website at theintentionallife.com and then click on our broadcast highlights. Now, Stacy, thank you for being with me today,
by the way. Of course.
You know, you talk about here on page 11 in the book how there was a period of time in your life where you just admit your priorities got off base.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, you know, and maybe you can talk a little bit about that because I think that's where a lot of us get. And it may not be your story in particular, but it may be a story that a person's going through and they just realize their priorities are out of whack. They're focused on the wrong things. They're putting a priority on their career or their money or their marriage or their whatever, and they're not keeping their focus clearly on God and on protecting those relationships that are most important. Talk a little bit about your journey and what God's taught you as you've outlined it here in your book.
Okay. One of the things that Johnny and I talk about a lot is our God-filled, God-designed marriage. And that's because the secret to our marriage is that we keep Jesus right in the center. Johnny loves Jesus more than he loves me, and I love Jesus more than I love him. And so that keeps us balanced, but that was not always true. Mm. And so it breaks my heart whenever I talk about it, because my first marriage was, you know, I thought an incredible gift from God, but we just graduated from college. And if you had looked at us, we were the perfect couple. You know, we were both from Christian families. We were college sweethearts, you know, the whole thing. And it was all laid out, we thought, for us. But both of us had priorities that were not centered on Christ as we got married. We worked a lot more on the wedding than we did the marriage. And that's what I always tell young people, is you need to work on the marriage a lot more for many more years. And so sadly, that's what's led to my marriage with Johnny being so significant to me. But we literally worked 12 hours a day, you know, both of us. We were trying to achieve things, my first husband and I, that the world wanted us to achieve, what we thought we needed to achieve. And the slow fade kicked in. And I talk about, you know, it being the slowest fade ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was 13 years. Mm-hmm. And normally, you know, whenever you reach the 10-year mark, there's a big celebration. Well, there wasn't any celebration because we were still working that diligently. And we were focused on our own families instead of the family that we had created. I'm not against golfers. Please don't misunderstand me. But whenever he had time off, he golfed. And what I found eventually is I was recommending that he go golf instead of spending time with me. And so I completely admit my culpability. But what you have to decide today is what is important to you. You know, it's God, marriage, family. That's how they always break it down. Work goes much lower. Mm-hmm. But for us, it was work, marriage, God. Mm-hmm. And it was all shifted around. And so as you go through the Christmas season, know that God can rescue your marriage that you're in right now. You can literally turn it over to him, and he will show you the steps that you need to take. I have a hidden chapter at therescuedbreed.com that outlines how Johnny and I have built the marriage that we have now, because we get that question all the time. You know, how do you work together, take care of the dogs together and everything else, and still stay happily married? Well, it's Jesus is right at the center of it. Mm-hmm. And he has literally orchestrated a life. You know, he was like, you know, you have made major mistakes. And I have talked to him about that, talked to Jesus about that. You know, I am not proud in any way, shape, form, or fashion of what happened to my first marriage. It is a sin that I have to, you know, I have had to ask forgiveness for because of the decisions I made in my youth. But at the same time, you know, he has said, I am a God of second, third, fourth, chances if you'll put me first. And that's what we've chosen to do. And so right now, if you are facing that slow fade, if you don't even recognize the husband you married, or you don't recognize the wife that is sitting directly across from you, get to know them. But put God first, and he will show you their heart, and he will show you exactly what step you need to take to rescue the marriage that you're in.
Was that a break point in your life?
Definitely.
Was this part I'm reading about here? Where it just talks about issues of life, integrity, decisions. Was it you walked away from that period, and that's when everything changed? Was that a point for you? You grew up in a Christian home.
I did, yes. So I'm a cradle Christian.
what really occurred inside of you during that period of time as you move from this point? How are you different now than then?
Oh, so much. Things are not important any longer that were important during that time. The level of salary, you know, the level of prestige as far as your position is concerned, none of that is important any longer. Mm. Whenever I enter a new position or I go and I'm going to church or whatever, my mind is on who can I serve by being there now, instead of, you know, hey, this is how much money I'm bringing home and, you know, look at this. This is all, you know, the worldly stuff. All of that was so important, and it's just not that important anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's the love of Jesus Christ. And also, I said taking care of my grandmother in her last months. But literally, if you break down somebody's house that they worked years and years and years on collecting, from their knickknacks to their dishes to their, you know, and you take that and you put it outside with a quarter on it, and you see that stuff, it's dust, literally. It was important to her at some point, but it literally went for a quarter, 50 cents, you know, whatever it was.
That's right.
It's devalued completely, and it's all temporary because we have eternal life in Jesus Christ, and he's promised us that. And he doesn't care what you've done in the past. He literally wants you to come to him and lay that down, whatever it was, and ask him to forgive you, and he will. Mm. He will give you that second, third, fourth chance that I talked about.
Well, this has been the easiest radio show I have ever done because of the passion of this woman. You can hear when Stacy is sharing that this is coming from the depth of her heart and her own experience, what she's been through and being rescued. And we haven't even talked about your dogs.
I know. They're so
precious. That's a whole other show.
There's pictures in the book.
Yeah. And your one-eyed dog's on the cover.
Yes. And that's Mally, and she's on the back, too.
Very special.
So she's the one-eyed wonder dog, and her story is in here, and I actually use that testimony sometimes when I'm speaking, because she's our Genesis 50-20 dog, because she was dumped on the side of the road to die, and they found her and brought her to us. And so what those men that dumped her meant for evil, God meant for good, and she has had an incredible life. She's 10 years old.
Mm, quite a story. Mm-hmm. And let me just add this. By the way, I appreciate you being here, Stacy. On the air today, but you know, you just had a birthday recently.
I did, a big birthday, yes.
And I won't ask which one, but we had a birthday. And what did she ask for? You know, most people ask for, you know, they want things, we all want things, you know, big cake.
Big
and this
car, she, big, yeah.
I'll tell you what Stacy wanted. She wanted gift cards that she could give to homeless people and people in need.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that talks about a level of passion and character. It talks about a focus of priorities in this day and age as Christians. You know, we're passionate, as you know, and you're part of the team here, Stacy, about living intentionally. When we see everything going on in the world today, we either better stand up, know what we believe, why we believe it, be ready to give an account for it, and live it, not with perfection, but with God's grace. And I think that's been the message today. And this has been a lot of fun. I appreciate you being with me. You realize we've run out of time here?
Oh, I do. I know. That was
so fast. Yeah, it's been fast. I'll have to have you back for another time.
That would be great.
Stacy Stone, Johnny and Stacy Stone, you hear them every afternoon on Family Life Radio Network. And if you don't, you can hear them online. And she's also, Stacy's beyond being on the radio, she's an author, speaker, and finishing up her degree in counseling.
Future counselor.
Man. And has no free time to herself. And the book is The Rescued Breed. You can find out more about Stacy and The Rescued Breed. Read the book. I think it's a book you'll enjoy reading. You can check it out. Make a nice Christmas gift.
Ah, too, perfect stocking stuffer, yes.
Just go to theintentionallife.com. Hit the broadcast highlights. It'll take you right there. And again, thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having
me.
Appreciate
it. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, my name's Cody, and I've separated from my wife for 8 months. Intentional living has really given me a lot of hope that we'll be back together. My faith in Christ is, my walk with Christ is just unbelievable, and I really want to thank you guys for everything you've done. Just ask the people pray for our marriage. Thanks.
Wow, that's appropriate to hear that testimony, pray for marriage. And I know every day our passion here as a ministry is to point you to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. I was thinking about the real focus, if you were going to use sort of a word picture of what we are as a ministry, what we've been called to do, it's to take God's heart and connect it to our soul. God's heart, his heart of love and forgiveness and grace, to connected to the needs of our life, ultimately we find that in him. And speaking of marriage, we have an opportunity for you to come and join us, and I would ask you to pray about being a part of this ministry. Because of your financial support, we can do this. We're listener-supported as we close out this year. We're only a few weeks away, and about 20% of the support still needed for the year. That's typical here in the last few weeks, and I want to thank you for standing with us. Your support makes the difference, and allow me to come alongside of you, encourage you, allow our staff to be here with Intentional Living every day. And as you join us in support, either as a brand new member joining us in monthly support, or if you could share a year-end love gift of $100 or more, what a blessing that would be. What a help that would be. I'd like to make sure that you receive from our ministry to you the complete study, the Love Your Marriage 7-session video teaching series with the study guide with that gift. And we'll say thanks by sending it to you ASAP. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or during business hours, West Coast time, call 888-888-1717. Great week coming up next week. We'll see you with more Intentional Living.